Let's pray.
Îndoți chivava.
Father, may your word speak to us this morning.
Antrimantarayo, itenem nayanente noam timaranti.
We don't want to just get ideas, we want the truth. And we want to build our lives on the truth of your word. Help us to understand and help us to apply it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So what I want to speak about is a relational matter. It has to do with life in general and also marriage in particular. And what I'm talking about this morning is leaving. In order to get relationships right, we need to understand the importance of leaving. There will always be a need to leave somewhere along your journey of life. Think about it. You aren't going anywhere if there isn't something you're leaving. If you want to get to Majanga, you have to leave Tana. You can't have both. Life is full of these things where you have to leave something in order to get something else. Now, you're not just leaving bad things, sometimes you're leaving good things. In order to get something greater. So I left South Africa in order to gain an inheritance in the nations. It's a greater inheritance than I could have had where I was. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul speaks about growing up. And in verse 11, he says, "When I was a child, I talked like a child." I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me.
So
I put my childish ways behind me. You have to do something differently. You have to grow up and change. You can't stay the same forever. You can't be the same person forever. There are too many childish adults who never grew up properly. We have to leave things behind in order to go into new things. Now I want to make the point that you have to deal with leaving no matter where you're at in life. God will call you to leave behind comfort zones, things that are easy. So Sometimes you have to leave behind traditions.
Ndandai ku mila avela na ku iloza na ku nfumba mapanao.
Why?
Naon?
You have to leave your ways in order to find and walk in God's ways.
Mila iloza na nfumba nawa mba afanawa manaraka nfumba na ndemant.
God says his ways are not our ways.
Ari ndemanta mtene ni lalo kutimba lala na reu. Na we nfumba kutumtumia nfumba na reu.
But then he says leave and come walk in my ways.
De uzizwa iloza le izia te avima nde atonatan le fumba ku.
Sometimes God calls you to leave land and family. My grandmother died. I sent an SMS. Condolences,
Mom.
That was it. I couldn't get to the funeral. I had to leave it behind. Because of the call of God. God called me to work here and serve him, not to run after my granny. Not to comfort my mother in her grief. It's tough. But you have to leave some things for the kingdom. I mean, if she lived in the same town, I'm sure I would have gone to visit. But the reality is I didn't build my life around staying in the same town as my family. I built my life around following the call of God. Now, leaving is actually a God concept. It's a right and a good godly thing. In Genesis 2:24, it says, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. God's working a plan. He's producing unity. The two will become one flesh. So the theme is uniting. For that unity you have to leave. You can't join together unless you left. Now, the interesting thing about this verse is it's before sin entered the world. For most of us, it's almost impossible to think of leaving as something positive. Why would I leave my family? Why would I leave my father and my mother? But God said, leave your father and mother before sin even entered the world. In other words, the perfect, completely right thing is to leave. It's not a, oh no, it's a compromise because we're in a fallen, broken world. No, parents letting go of their children is the plan of God. If you have to leave your father and mother in order to join to your wife, then every parent is going to have to let go if they want their child to go on.
Then
So leaving is obviously, it's not a product of the fall, it's the plan of God. Additionally, in God's word, he repeatedly asks people to leave. He says that in order to become one flesh, you must leave your family. But then when he calls Abraham, who's the father of our faith, let's look at how God does it in Genesis 12, verse
1. Aroy Jehova tamin'ny Abraham mandehana miala mitaninao sy ny havanao ary ny trano rainao akany amin'ny tany izay asehoako anao.
He calls Abraham and his first word to him is leave.
Ny antso any Abraham izy dia niteny voalohany teneniny tamin'ny dia ozy izy hoe miala.
Leave your country.
Ialao ny taninao, ny firenenao.
Your people.
Ny vahoakanao.
Your father's household. This isn't easy. I don't think God's telling everyone in the world they have to leave their physical nation. But God is saying to everyone in the world, I want your heart.
And
I must come first in your life. And to do that, you have to leave behind all these other things. They're no longer the top priority. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 61 and 62.
Luke 9, verse 61 and 62. Aruini anakraiku tumpku anaraka nao yani au fa auka walu ande anau veluman niau antranku. Aroy Jesosy taminy, tsy misy olona mitana fangady tariny ary mierika ka mendrika ho ao amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
In this verse, someone says, I'm going to be a follower of you, Jesus.
Eto amin'ity andalan-tsoratra masiny ity, nisy olona niteny hoe anaraka anao aho Jesosy a.
But let me just go back to my family and say goodbye.
Fa avelao kely aloha andeha hiverina any amin'ny fianakaviako anao veloma.
It's very reasonable. But still in that context, Jesus says something offensive. He says, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom. See, God wants undivided allegiance. He is your obsession and everything else is a distraction. So if I got like a lot of hints from my mother, you should come because granny died. Here I am plowing
But
there's my family calling me
somewhere. There's
Jesus saying, serve the kingdom. But he has family stuff distracting me. There's no question about what comes first in God's mind.
It's
not a discussion. There's nothing to debate. God comes first. If you want unity with God, you've got to separate yourself from everything else. Leave the world behind you. Its cares, its ambitions, its offers. When Jesus' very own family came to him, his flesh and blood, look at Matthew chapter 12, verse
47.
Matthew 12:47 to 50.
Fa namaly izy ka nanao tamin'ilay nilaza taminy hoe iza moa no reniko ary iza moa no rahalaiko. Ary naninjitra ny tanany anondro ny mpianany izy ka nanao hoe indreo ny reniko sy ny rahalaiko. Fa na iza no hanao ny sitrapony raiko izay any an-danitra dia izy ny rahalaiko sy anabaviko ary reniko.
Strong stuff. He applied it to his own life. He said, I'm about the purposes of the kingdom and I don't even know those guys. Man, if I was Mary or James or whoever was standing outside the house and I'd come to call Jesus and he won't even come and say hello. No, Jesus, get your priorities straight, man. Get with the family. Jesus says, no, you get your priorities straight. It's a serious stuff. Jesus wants us to set our priorities correctly. And when you want to have healthy relationships, you have to leave. It's not a geographic thing, it's a dynamic of how the relationship works. When I left my family, I didn't lose them, I still have them. I have a great relationship with my brothers and my mom. I was at peace with my dad when he died. There was warmth, there was intimacy, we were good as a family. And But I took my instructions from God. He controlled my life and my appointments.
We yizia no mi fen fiaina kwa size metwe fifandraisana toko amin'ny hafa rehetra.
When I said I'm going to do my life with you, God, I'm going to follow you.
Refa nitena hoe apiarahako aminao ny fiainako Andriamanitra anaraka anao a.
I set God as my primary allegiance. My primary allegiance is to God.
Te natokako an'Andriamanitra manokana ny fanokana tenako.
I would no longer be directed by my family, I would be directed by God.
Te tsy ny fianakaviako intsony no hoe mitaridalana anahy fa Andriamanitra mihitsy no mitaridalana anahy.
There were times where the family might have wanted me and I was not available to them.
I
had peace in my soul because I was following God. I knew what He'd called me to. I was not rude or disrespectful or dishonoring of my family. I simply made it clear to them that God leads me, they don't lead me.
Now,
I'm not talking about when I was 10 or 15 years old. But from the time I had grown up, I was
18.
My dad became a counselor but not a controller. Now, this leaving is important. And it's not just about marriage. Abraham had to leave his context. And some of us have to leave friends. Maybe your friends are a bad influence in your life. If they want to take you out and get you drunk, perhaps you should just leave them. If all your friends do is talk about girls, and they're not passionate for God, maybe you better leave them. You don't need them. Not nearly as much as you need God. In fact, any toxic relationships, you have to walk a step away from them. You have to start to cut them off. Sometimes we need to be needed. And we have to learn to say no. Maybe we have a savior complex and we think we're the answer to every problem. But you can't be. Like these pastors in Madagascar who try to attend every conference. They should say no. I'm going to this one, not that one. Because I'm working here, not there. Plow the field God has assigned to you. You can't be in relationship with everyone. So leaving is learning to set boundaries.
Fialana na fandozana de nozan mianatra manisy fefo hoe atreto.
Now I want to tell you, my third point is leaving is more complex than you realize. A marriage counselor wrote a book, somebody who counsels many, many, many marriages. He said, in his experience, he could trace 90% of marital discord, marriage problems, go back to a failure to leave. Couples will come and say, our problem is, and then they'll go and list what issue they're struggling with. They'll say it's money or it's communication. And then this guy says, no, your symptom is communication. The symptom of your problem is communication. It's only the sign of your problem. It's not your problem. Finances isn't your problem, it's just a sign of a problem. Your problem is either a failure to leave or a failure to cleave, to join together. And that's so true. Because in a marriage, when the guy is constantly depending on his parents financially, he hasn't left. It's a failure to leave. And then he's always under obligation to please his parents. And his wife feels like she's in second place. And then there's conflict around the finances. But you should rather be poor and free. And then if you'd left properly, maybe you could honestly say the problem is finances. But most of the time, a poor couple who's one flesh, they have no marriage problems. But they get marriage problems when they let money lead the agenda and then stay entangled in their families so they can keep on getting money. When I got married, Sue and I had a discussion about this. I said to her, I'm sure I can't provide for you as well as your dad did. Are you willing to be poor with me? Because I am not taking money as a handout with strings attached. We cut off the family and said we would rather be one in poverty and so our marriage was strong. Because we left. And you have to leave if you want to cleave. When you fail to leave, there's a constant tension pulling in two directions. Christmas is coming. Pressure. What do I do? Do I go to her family or to my family, or do we stay by ourselves? Do we go here or there, and there's like this tension, you don't know what to do. But when you've left, there's no more debate. We look at each other and we say, this is where we're going to be together. And then the families can be going, come. And we, from our place of unity and strength, make a decision about how we spend our Christmas. And maybe we spend it alone as a family. Or maybe we go visit her parents or my parents. But the day we got married, we left our parents. So that we would be free to make that choice ourselves. Parents, when your kids grow up, will you let them leave? And let them choose whether they come visit you or not. Some of you are laughing because you know how this works. Parents are not very good at letting their grown-up children be free. But your son's priority is his wife, not you. Your daughter's priority is her husband, not you. Don't hold people hostage. If you want your child to have a good marriage, push them towards their spouse. When it comes to Christmas time, don't fight to have your child. Push them towards their spouse. Say to them, what are you guys planning to do? And if I have a son who's married to some, I'll say, are you going to go see your family? Why not? Push them away. And when they're free, they'll feel so happy that they'll think of coming to see you anyway. But we do it the wrong way around. Instead of setting people free, we try to hold them in. And those of you who need to leave your parents, some of you are married already and you haven't left properly. What does it look like? Well, it's when you still need the approval of mom or dad. Who are you looking to for approval? You have to shift that from your parents to your spouse. I'm not here to please my mother anymore on earth. I'm here to please my wife. If you're a young man and you still need your dad's approval all the time, you're not ready to be married. Because when you're married, you mustn't seek approval from your dad anymore. You must seek approval from your wife. But some people are still living to get approval from their parents. But that sense of peace must now come from your spouse.
There
are three areas you need to leave in. Leave emotionally. That's where you get your approval, where you get your affirmation, where your identity is. It's a beautiful thing that my wife took my name. It's an identity change that took place. Mr. and Mrs. Marks.
Marks.
Her parents. But she is Mrs. Midgley. She knows where her allegiance is. It's with me. But in the same way, even though I couldn't change my name, she comes first, not my mother. Where your emotions lie. Who gives you your sense of identity, your sense of affirmation, your sense of approval? Your spouse must be that person. Secondly, financially, you have to leave. Day to day provision must come from within. If you can't keep down a job, young man, you're not ready to get married.
If
you come ask to marry my daughter, and you say you don't have a job, forget it. Because you're thinking you can just take her and live with your parents. That will never happen. Do you see the point? If you want to join together, you must leave. So leave financially from your parents. And then you can join to your spouse. I'm nearly finished. The third and last thing is that you leave the leadership and the direction of your parents, and you take that up within your marriage.
Ni fa telo a te miala o amni fitariana si fit fitarian ray mandren nao e nao a te went nao zandresa ka fitarian zay a te apiano anatin tukatran nao.
Decision making happens here between me and my spouse.
Ni fanapa kevja fandraisana fanapa kevja te aviato ato amnaisin fad kuni puiran zay.
I don't even think about discussing it with my parents. We just make decisions here. My life has nothing to do with my parents. But if I need their advice, I'll seek it. I'll ask for perspective. But I'll never ask for permission. If I want to sell my house, my dad could say, "You fool, what are you doing?" I speak to the hand. I'm not interested in my dad condemning me. He's not making the decision. I'm making the
decision.
You have to direct your own life as a married couple. And then you can ask for perspective. You can get wisdom from the older generation. You know what the good news is? It's all good news. When Abraham was called to leave, where was God taking him? The promised land. A land of milk and honey. God only wants to give you something greater. You know where Gideon was? He was hiding in a wine press. And God called him to destroy his father's idols. Do you know where Gideon ended up? Free and leading others to freedom. That's what you get when you follow God's ways. You get free and you get to lead others to freedom. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to see the importance of leaving. That it's the best thing we can do. That you asked a man to leave his father and mother and join to his wife even before there was sin in the world. It's your plan, Lord. And it's good. Help us to live it out. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.